From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. In Washington, I'm Linda Wertheimer.
I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel in New York. President Bush traveled to New York today to see for himself the devastated site of the World Trade Center and to cheer on the weary search and rescue crews that are still working around the clock.
America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn.
Andrea Bernstein of member station WNYC joins us now. Andrea, when did President Bush arrive here in New York?
He arrived via Air Force One just before 3 o'clock, and then he toured the area with the 37-member congressional delegation by helicopter on Marine One. And that actually provided some of the first television shots of the southern view of Manhattan without the World Trade Center, which is really very, very shocking. The security around this trip was so tight, they gave no information to the press about his itinerary. And when he touched down at about 3:45 at the Wall Street heliport, helicopter after helicopter landed so you wouldn't know which one he was on. And then he got in an extremely long motorcade, about 4 times the size of a usual motorcade. And it's usually an extraordinary experience to be in a motorcade. I've been in a presidential motorcade in New York, and the streets are emptied. But in this case, the streets have already been emptied.
Now, we heard a bit of the president talking with people who were working on the rescue. What was happening there?
He toured the area, and he spoke to the fire commissioner. He spoke to rescue workers. The fire commissioner, of course, has sustained some of the biggest losses. His number 2 and number 3 people are missing, some 350 firefighters. And then the president stood on what looked like a pile of rubble and spoke into a bullhorn. That's the tape we heard at the top. And he said, I can hear you, and soon the people who knocked down these buildings will be able to hear you.
Now, you said that he traveled with a delegation of 37. Who are all those people?
A number of members of Congress from the New York area, as well as Senator Hillary Clinton, Senator Joseph Lieberman appeared to be among the officials. Senator John Corzine was there. Those are senators, obviously, from the neighboring area. Senator Charles Schumer, Governor Pataki was there. Mayor Giuliani was there.
This was a very bipartisan delegation.
You know, that has been the theme of the week. These people have been together, of course. There is no love lost between the Bushes and the Clintons. Senator Lieberman ran on a ticket against President Bush. And, of course, at one point during this, Mayor Giuliani kissed Hillary Clinton, whom he ran against for Senate. So they are definitely trying to present a picture of unity, and I think they feel it. This is above politics.
Now, back to what the president saw. He was at what was the World Trade Center. You've been down there many times this week. What do you think he would have seen?
The president, you know, it's really to see it on TV and to be there is not at all the same. When you are there, it feels like a punch in the stomach, or to add another metaphor, like all the blood has been drained out of you. Just to smell it and see all those buildings gone and the dust and the debris and the pile of rubble. And the president really seemed to feel that emotion when he got up on the rubble and spoke to the workers and they began yelling, USA, USA.
Andrea, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Reporter Andrea Bernstein of member station WNYC.